The imagination, if it's not a flamboyance, it becomes a deformity. William Carlos Williams.
Elizabeth Hoover is an MFA student at Indiana University and a freelance writer. Her poetry has appeared in Rattle, the Cimarron Review, the Asheville Poetry Review, and Hayden's Ferry Review. Her awards for poetry include the Poetry Center of Chicago's annual Juried Reading Award and the Atlanta Review's International Publication Prize. Welcome to the Poets Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Elizabeth, what have you brought to read to us today?
I've brought a series of poems that are all about the photography of a man named Saul Leiter. The first one's called New Era Dry Cleaning. I am of the mind that you never keep a woman waiting, in a bright skirt, clutching a monstrous purse, watching a gray street in front of fading blue-orange, shirts, sweaters, trousers, 39 cents, coat cleaned and stored, or anywhere, really. I mean, just look at her neck, how it dips between the tendons there at the base, making a gray comma of shadow above her starched collar, her careful pearls. The daub of clear polish on the bite in her hose, how she lifts her foot to ease the pinch of her heel. How could you make her wait in midday silence? Just look at her lips, floating red in her patience. Lanesville. I gave up on faces one summer in Lanesville, the light wrapping her body like a sweet nurse in an old play. It curled around her breast, so you knew just from looking how it felt to pass your palm over it, to hold its weight in your hand. There was something else, something she held just behind her eyes. I never captured it, though I took dozens of rolls and soothed the red screen wicker left on the back of her legs with my tongue. But you want me to talk of this photo here, a sign painter bending to wet his brush, a neat compositional trick with a black stripe. I think I loved her, even if it was just from behind my pocket-sized wall of glass. This one's called Seamstress. Even from behind my pocket-sized wall of glass, I couldn't help but see her in a window right above the snow-layered Studebaker I walk past. Imagine how she must have risen in the light of her lamp, curled her palm into a fist to arc the outside edge wider and wider so she could see late customers, whoever she is waiting for, then sat back down to slide her chair to the sewing machine. Look, she left a halo of condensation. Her shoulders just reached the edge where the circle wept down the page and made the light golden. She bows towards the shadow of the wheel, smearing, as she begins again her late night sewing. And this last one is called Look, I'm No Psychoanalyst. Art history is the narrative of the mind, grappling with form. Just think about it. The subject matter doesn't change. War, women, history, miracles, the dead. What changes is how we represent it as people try to figure out what it means to really see. Their innovations, the invention of photography, for example, these change the imagination. They expand our range of capability. We imagine the city differently once we see it in photographs. Then we rethink how to photograph the city. Cyclical, you see? It's like the movies, how they've ruined our chances for love.
You've been listening to poems by Elizabeth Hoover on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.